It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night at Wrigley Field in Chicago, Illinois, Marlins kicked off the back end of their two-city road trip with their first of three this weekend against the Chicago Cubs. Cody Poteet, fresh off the injured list for Miami, went toe-to-toe against the right-handed veteran Zach Davies for the Cubbies. And for the Marlins, in the first of three last night, the home run ball was rather prevalent.
Well, a happy recap from Miami tonight. How about a sad song for 32,505 in attendance at Wrigley Field this evening? A night filled with home runs for the Marlins leads them to a victory over the Cubs in Game 1 of this weekend series and an end to their four-game losing streak. I suppose that off day yesterday did wonders for the Marlins. A little day of rest and relaxation, maybe some sightseeing in the Windy City. Show up to the ballpark fresh today, and they absolutely hammer the Cubs tonight. Fresh off the injured list this afternoon, Cody Poteet got the ball and started for the Marlins. Miguel Rojas was also back. The Marlins, in turn, sent Lewis Brinson and Eason Diaz back to AAA Jacksonville. The Marlins won this ball game running away tonight, but it is considered a come-from-behind victory after the Cubs jumped out to an early 1-0 lead when Jock Peterson led off the home half of the first for the Cubbies.
Here's the next offering, and a ball smacked hard. That's toward the gap in right center. And it's going to clear the basket, and it's a home run, and the Cubs have a 1-0 lead.
Well, a promising start for the Cubs, but boy, did it ever turn quickly for Chicago starter Zach Davies in inning number three. After back-to-back singles by Jorge Alfaro and John Birdie, Cody Poteet bunted both into scoring position. Davies then walked Jazz Chisholm, and he had nowhere to turn facing Starling Marte.
Here's the pitch, and that's down low in the dirt, and Davies has walked in a run. This game's tied at one. As Marte draws the walk, Alfaro scores.
Well, it was rather anticlimactic of sorts. We were waiting for a monster blast. We didn't get it from Marte, just an RBI base on balls. But we didn't have to wait much longer when Adam Duvall came to bat.
Two left side defenders back. Here's Duvall swinging, putting a high fly ball in play out to left field. It is going to be up, up and away, and a grand slam for Adam Duvall. And the Marlins, just like that, turn this early portion of the game anyway around.
Well, that'll work. Duvall with his fifth career grand slam in the top of the third inning tonight. It was his first grand slam since September 9th of just last season. Needless to say, that would be plenty for the Marlins tonight, but they weren't done, and neither was Jock Peterson, who led off the third trailing 5-1 for Chicago.
The next pitch, and it's cracked in the air again out into right center. And that one's gone. He's been up twice, and he's hit a pair of home runs. That's a 5-2 game.
Well, another for Jock, 11th and 12th long balls of the season in this game tonight. 5-2 your score after three this evening. Cody Poteet lasted just 3 2/3 innings in this ball game tonight, coming off the injured list this afternoon. They made him work pretty hard. Poteet limited the Cubs to just two runs, not particularly sharp walking four batters, but he did what he needed to do. So it was up to the bullpen with two outs in the fourth tonight, but that would be no problem this evening. The Marlins got plenty more offense in the sixth off of Davies. With two on and two out, John Birdie felt like, well, I suppose it was an opportune time to provide those in attendance in the bleachers with another souvenir.
Here's the pitch, and this ball is lifted in the air. This is deep to left. This has got a chance, and it is up, up and away, and a home run for John Birdie. A three-run home run here in the sixth inning, and an 8-2 lead for the Marlins.
Well, they threw it back, of course, his home run ball, that is, but they all count the same. Birdie with a home run at Wrigley, where he hit his first home run in the big leagues back in May of 2019. Davies allowed 8 runs in 6 innings. Dan Winkler came on for the 7th, and he, too, was greeted rather rudely by Adam Duvall, who came to bat with 2 outs and Starling Marte at first.
2 outs, 1 on, Marte at first, and a high fly ball to left field. He may have done just that. It is up, up and away, and a home run for Adam Duvall, his 2nd of the game, and the Marlins now have a 10-2 lead at Wrigley.
My word, when he gets going, he really gets going. A monster night for Adam Duvall and the Marlins offensively. And that's one way to kickstart an offense that hadn't been able to get anything going during their recent 4-game losing streak. The Marlins bullpen was fantastic tonight. John Curtis relieved Poteet. He worked an inning and a third of scoreless ball. Ross Detweiler followed with an inning and 2/3 of scoreless baseball. And Zach Popp closed it out over the course of 2 1/3 scoreless frames this evening. And the Marlins beat the Chicago Cubs running away 10-2 in Game 1 of this weekend series tonight. By the way, and Dave and Kelly mentioned this on the broadcast, and thank you to our very own Glenn Geffner who passed this note along this evening. Adam Duvall is the first Marlins player in history to have 2 or more games with 6 or more RBIs. 15 home runs now and 52 runs batted in this season for Duvall, who quite frankly, I believe at this point deserves to be in the All-Star game conversation. If we were halfway home tonight, he'd be on pace for 30 home runs and north of 100 RBIs. That's a heck of a season, and tonight was just game number 69 for the Marlins. Again, Duvall is really, I know he goes through his ups and his downs, but boy, oh boy, you take a look at his body of work now. 2 more home runs tonight, a grand slam, 6 RBIs, 15 home runs, 52 RBIs. On the season now. Marlins hammer the Cubbies in Game 1 tonight. 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Miami. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Cubs. With the victory, the Marlins improved to 30-39. With the loss, the Cubbies fall back to 8 over 500 at 39-31.
Real nice win for the Marlins. Just hammer the Cubs 10-2. Marlins now with 30 wins in the season, 39 losses. Cubbies 39-31. Let's first check in with John Birdie after the Marlins' victory last night. Birdie finished his night 2-for-3 at the plate, a 3-run home run, and 2 runs scored. John, congratulations on the victory. You are hitting darn close to .315 this month. What have you been working on, and what's working so well?
Trusting the process. Trusting the process and focusing on my approach and the work I put in daily and not getting wrapped up in the result, but trusting the work that I'm putting in.
John, just a touch over 2 years ago, you hit your first ever home run at Wrigley Field. I don't need to remind you of that, but you hit another one tonight. How quickly does your mind take you back to that night, your first one a couple of seasons ago?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I was saying it didn't cross my mind. You know, anytime I come here and then to do it again here is pretty cool. And so Wrigley will always be pretty special to me.
Well, they always throw your ball back, too, in case you want them at Wrigley. John, Adam Duvall, he had an okay night at the plate, huh? What'd you think of that?
Man, he's when he's swinging it, man, he's got some pop and had great at-bats all night tonight. And obviously that first one was huge for us after getting down early. A lot of guys put good at-bats together, and obviously Duvall capped it off with a big grand slam.
Before I let you run, how about the job the bullpen did in relief of Cody Poteet, who came off the injured list today?
Yeah, I mean, the bullpen's been doing a lot for us all year long, and try to get them some support and make it a little easier on them tonight. And they took advantage of it and threw quality strikes and attacked all night for us and worked out well.
All right, start stringing some wins together. John, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the victory.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Marlins third baseman last night, but he can play everywhere. John Birdie after the Marlins victory over Chicago. To wrap things up, let's check in with Marlins manager Don Mattingly.
No, I thought Duvall's first home run was huge from the standpoint of, you know, we get the one run and then we leave one, and those are the kind of innings we've been like not really taking advantage of. And it was good to be able to take advantage of that and then be able to kind of keep tacking on some runs later. Obviously his second one, Burt's, those are big from the standpoint of, you know, keeping guys out of the game, you know, giving those guys another day in the bullpen. So that it just really ended up being a game that was good for us all the way around.
Jess? Hey, Donnie, obviously that was a tough series in St. Louis, but just how proud are you of the guys that they were able to really, you know, come to Chicago, kind of turn the page, get back on the right track in this one tonight?
No, obviously it's good. We just got to, you know, we got to get going. You know, I just kind of look at it like that. I know there's a lot of baseball left, but we got to get going. And getting Mickey back is huge because he just solidifies short. I mean, he just kind of makes all the plays just day in, day out. He seems to be in the right spot. I think that really helps us defensively. Obviously, when we're able to put up some runs, it's good. But we just need to get going. You know, St. Louis is a game we're not going to get back. But at some point here, we're going to have to start, you know, putting games together for a long period of time. And we're capable of doing that. So, you know, we just got to keep grinding and get ourselves there.
Christina?
Don, just going back to Doovie, just what he means to the lineup when he gets going like this.
Well, it's just instant. It happens fast. You guys see it. You know, with Doovie, it's like when it's hot, it's hot. And it's not usually solos. It's usually long. It's multiples. It feels like. You know, it's like it's multiple runs. And when he gets one, it's usually there's another one in the bag there. You know, either that night or the next day, it seems like it's coming. So when he gets hot, it just adds to the mix. But really, his is kind of instant hot. And I think that just kind of changes games like he did today.
And I guess it's got to be an easy decision to go with him at cleanup, you know. I was looking at his stats, 345 with runners in scoring position this season. So that's pretty good, you know.
Yeah, it's like when he's going good, you feel like you put him anywhere, and then all of a sudden you see him cool off, and you're like, you just don't know with Doovie, right? It's either, like I said, it just gets hot, and then it cool off for a period, but – it's dangerous when it's hot.
Daniel Alvarez.
Thank you, Danny. Don, in the sixth inning after Sanchez was picked off, Alfaro got the walk, and then Birdie got the home run. How crucial was that moment after the situation with Sanchez being picked off at first base?
Yeah, I mean, it was just more runs. Obviously, that's something that we have been talking about. I mean, it feels like on a daily basis, to be honest with you. It's frustrating, I think, for everyone. I think you're catching me right now at a loss for words. It's like I've never seen anything like this. And we got to keep talking about it. We got to keep working on it. We got to shorten leads. It's got to end.
Jordan?
Yeah. Hey, Donnie. What did you see out of Poteet first off on the pitching side, and then to only have to use three relievers for the five and change afterwards to keep your bullpen relatively fresh for the rest of the series?
Yeah, I thought, obviously outside of Jock, you know, pretty good, right? Spent some breaking balls for strikes. Looked like he located his fastball some. We really were going to try to keep him 80, 85 in that range. Felt like he kind of did his job to get us to where we were at, got us to a good spot. Yeah, I thought he was good, surprisingly, right? You know, you feel like the guy's down a little bit, but he had thrown a number of pins, and then Mel had him doing some up and downs where he threw, you know, like 20 sit down, 20 more, where it's, you know, simulating some sort of game to keep the arm moving, but it was good to get him back out there.
And then the pen only having to use the three guys for five and change.
Yeah, like everybody was good. You know, JC comes in and gets Jock. You know, we hadn't been able to get him out all night and got him out in a big spot. Was able to go back out. You know, Deck gets his guys, you know, in short order. And then Zach looked like he had a little bit of struggles with the walk. But he bounced back and really kind of took care of the rest of the guys out there in the pen.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins victory in Chicago last night. Marlins will go for a series victory against the Cubbies at 2:20 this afternoon. Pablo Lopez versus the veteran right-hander Jake Arrieta. We're on the air at 1:50 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network driven by AutoNation.